This is a podcast from the U.S. Department of the Interior. The second week of October is National Wildlife Refuge Week. Last year, more than 39 million people visited America's refuge system to take pictures, observe nature, learn about and interpret nature, and, of course, hunting and fishing. With us is Jeff Haskett, the Fish and Wildlife Service's chief of the National Wildlife Refuge System. Hunting and fishing is a very important part of the refuge mission, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, hunting and fishing is one of the biggest parts of the refuge system and certainly a major part of our history. In fact, we've set aside a lot of acres over the years specifically because of monies from the hunting community through the sale of the duck stamp. And folks in those communities probably are some of the biggest conservationists around in terms of wanting to protect what's out there and make sure that the wildlife that we all care so much about actually will have places to live and prosper.
The system has prospered. President Theodore Roosevelt began the National Wildlife Refuge System in 1903 with Pelican Island off the coast of Florida, and now the system has 548 wildlife refuges. Wet, dry, hot, cold, refuges really have something for everyone and everything, don't they?
We have all kinds of habitats. We've got wetlands, we've got bottomland hardwoods, we've got high desert areas, we've got prairie grasslands. We just have a huge diversity of different types of wildlife habitats in the system across the country from Alaska down on into Florida.
The week-long celebration is also part of a year-long commemoration of the 100th birthday of pioneering conservationist and writer Rachel Carson. It's also the 10th anniversary of the National Wildlife Refuge System Improvement Act. What kind of impact has that had on refuges?
It's made a huge difference. In fact, that's one of the things we're celebrating quite a bit this week. Before the Improvement Act, the refuge system wasn't really a true system. We had lots of different units out there established for lots of different reasons, and one of the things that the Improvement Act did was establish consistent language that gives us a common mission management purpose so we can truly actually manage the refuge system as a system and not a lot of different places doing different things.
During National Wildlife Refuge Week, many of the activities at refuges are aimed at getting children connected with nature. Many people don't realize that they actually may live pretty close to a refuge and that connecting with nature could benefit both them and their children, right?
We believe that across the United States, close to any big city, you're, for the most part, within an hour, hour and a half of a National Wildlife Refuge somewhere. And again, these are people have not necessarily known about them. People have grown up next door to them and never stepped on them. So one of the things we try to do is make sure people know they're out there and they are close by and they are accessible. And they are very important. There was an oversight hearing on the Hill where our director, Dale Hall, testified, and he spoke pretty eloquently about why it's so important to connect children and the populace with nature, and that if we don't do that, there's not going to be a whole lot of reason for us to exist even, you know, 20, 30 years from now if we lose those kind of connections that people ought to have with nature. So it's certainly one of the things in the refuge system and in the Fish and Wildlife Service that's a huge deal for us, making sure that we do connect with not just kids, we talk about children a lot, but just people overall, the American public, and allow them to enjoy again that connection that's so important for all of us. I think it's important to your soul and your mental health and your well-being and your physical well-being, and just connecting with nature is just going to be a good thing that you'll be glad if you do it.
Thank you, Jeff Haskett, Chief of the National Wildlife Refuge System. This has been a podcast from the Department of the Interior Radio News Service. I'm Ron Till, Washington.